following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Oh, hey, did not see you there. My name is Jeff Wilson. Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. I was just doing a little light reading, Matthew Henry's commentary on the entire Bible, as is my custom every Wednesday. Let me put this back real quick. All right, that was incredibly ridiculous. Jeff is not here, as you can see. This is what happens when Jeff allows me, David, the youth pastor, to record on his Wilson Wednesday. He wanted me to tell you that he loves you guys. He is at jury duty right now, which means that I am going to be stepping in as a guest today. So I know you guys are bummed that Jeff is not here, but he will be here next week. Hopefully. I mean, hopefully. Hopefully jury duty is done by then. But I have a short word that I want to share with you guys. It's found in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter four. It's a well-known group of verses or a small section of scripture, but I want to read it and I want to tell you how recently I felt like the Holy Spirit's been applying it to my life. So Hebrews 4, I'm going to start at verse 14 to the end of the chapter. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession, the confession of faith that we have. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This past couple of weeks for me has been incredibly draining. And I know we all get in we go through these times or through these seasons, I guess we can call them, where for one reason or another, life can just be draining. Even when you're fellowshipping and you're reading and you're praying and you're receiving from the Lord, life can be difficult at times. And this past couple of weeks has kind of been that for me. It's been draining. And you know, if I could be honest, last night I was, my wife went to bed and I was going to stay up a little bit and watch TV or do whatever. And I hadn't read yet. And I usually read in the morning. I hadn't spent time in scripture yet. But my mind, since I was so tired and so felt like drained, to be honest, I didn't want to read in the moment. And I know I'm not alone in this, right? Because we're all human and we all go through these things. And I remember being like, God, like you've saved me. You've taken me out of darkness and brought me into your light. You've given me, new desires. You have not just saved me, but you've given me this life. You've given me purpose. You've gifted me. You've allowed me to partake in your ministry and share in teaching your word. And I'm like, and here I am, and I'm struggling to read tonight. And I'm like, God, like I'm sorry. But at the same time, and I say this all the time in the youth, I wanted to be open with God. God already knows where I'm at. So God, like, I don't want to read right now. Like, help me. And there was this interesting moment where I felt almost started feeling condemned, not from Jesus, from myself. Like, you are such a piece of work, dude. You are such a, you're worthless. You're this, you're that. And what came to my mind was this, you know, it might have been flipped around where I read this and then I prayed, but God really was ministering to my heart on this. We don't have a high priest who can't sympathize with our weaknesses. David, you're in a place of weakness right now. You have got some stuff in your mind. And here's the beauty of the gospel. And this isn't telling us that we can do whatever we want to do, But here's the reality of the gospel and why it is so incredibly powerful, impactful, life-changing, is that my God, my Savior, my Creator looks at me in my moment of weakness when I feel like I can't even spend time in God's Word, which I ended up doing, right? But the quality probably wasn't where it had been in the past. And in that moment, it wasn't God coming down on me with a baseball bat saying, "Hey, David, you suck. You're the worst ever," you know? It was my Father who understands where I'm at. He knows where I'm at. And the fact that He knows where I'm at and He still loves me and He still allows me to do what I do, that is crazy, crazy grace. That is like grace that we say we can put a definition to and we can read about it in books, but it's a kind of grace that we fully can't fathom. It's a kind of grace that would take the incarnate Son, right? God, who is outside of everything, who created everything, that God subjects Himself to His creation, lives and submits to His Father, dies for the sins of the world, dies for people like me, and then people like me who have been died for and purchased by His blood have terrible moments and bad days where I feel like I can't even read. And that God doesn't cast me away. He doesn't smite me. You know what He does? He draws close to me and He loves me. That is biblical. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. He understands where I'm at. And just because He understands, that doesn't mean that He's going, "David, it's okay that you're there, stay there, never read," right? That's not what He's doing at all. But because He understands where I'm at, He's able to draw me, I'm able to receive from Him, and then I love this. So because He's this high priest who can literally sympathize where we're at, He understands what we're going through. Because of that, let us, not just David, but let us as believers, as the family of God, therefore come boldly with courage, right? With umph, like, yes, come boldly to the throne of grace. I love the idea of throne where a king sits on the throne. And it's just this idea of just this perfect, powerful, sovereign, unstoppable, right? And it's and the author of Hebrews is saying, come to the throne of grace. God's grace. Come to the throne of grace boldly that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Last night was one of those nights, a time of need. And I can't help but to think, guys, that for many of us, we find ourselves in a season of a time of need. And so I would just say, please come to Jesus, who is your high priest, who knows you, loves you still. I mean, dude, He knows everything that you've thought about doing today. That one stray thought that went over there that you're like, "Dear God, I'm so grateful that people can't read my thoughts." He knows that thought. And even though that you had that, or even though you had a really bad week, or even though you blew up and you did something that you should not have done, your Father in heaven knows you and still loves you and is calling you to Himself. That is crazy grace. And it's the grace that this author says, come boldly to, that you may obtain mercy and find help and grace in time of need. Guys, if you're at that spot right now where you're like, I'm in need, then be of good cheer, take heart, be joyful that your gracious Father in heaven is a God who rescues, sprints towards those who need Him. And so come boldly to Him today, to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Refuge family, we love you. On behalf of me and Jeff, who is not here, we love you, and we will see you next time. God bless.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that lies.